The Bowman. I looked from my side of the wood, for the slightest rustle was heard. A camouflaged stranger appeared from the trees, walking slowly, never saying a word. I peered at the intruder and obtained obvious observations. He was of strong character, for he had an image of rough, tough, and buff on his sides. He was a decorated warrior, with colorful objects dangling from his hair, and a rainbow of ranks covering his form that caught your eyes as the stars do. He carried something rather strange in his hand. It was a bent stick, its two points attached by a piece of good twine. Its frame was smooth, slick, and strong, like a crescent moon, and contained extraordinarily etched emblems that were exceedingly fine. But something chilled me and made my heart squish sorely. He wore the remains of our population, covered in deerskin and necklaces of teeth. I then knew he was of the adversary. Some of my little woodland friends, like the squirrels and opossums, watched silently in the bushes, branches, and bristles, trembling with fear. The others, like the birds and little bees, were hidden amongst the patches of flowers, grass, and thistles, and stayed to me close and near. And yet, my mother was gone. I panicked, spun my head, and took a glance in every brook and nook. I looked, then saw the proud figure of a deer. But behind her, the intruder stalked cautiously like a lynx, coming from the rear. In horror, I watched silently, horrified by the thought of this shadowy monster. But I sensed something screaming inside of me, telling her to run, to hide, to fight, to look out, to not leave me, to live. He took his strange tools and a stick from his canister, while I watched in terror. A little metal missile streaked through the air and flew. And then, my mother was gone, taken by the stranger. And of her existence, that was the last that I knew. So my theme was, fear has the power to direct our course of life.